when we think back in history, the British people were major, major players in bringing about the Jewish state of Israel. I think we just celebrated a couple of weeks ago the 100th anniversary of the battles with General Allenby there in the Jezreel Valley in Beersheba, and then the mopping up exercise around Jerusalem. He got the victory that resulted in the Balfour Declaration. When the Balfour Declaration brought about from the British people a desire for them to see, and the rest of the political world, to see a Jewish state come into place. And ultimately, that resulted in the activities that was celebrated at the United Nations earlier this week and marked yesterday, November the 29th in 1947, the United Nations voted on the partition plan. Now, give us what the partition plan was all about, how that came together, and how that was significant for the bringing about 5 months later after that partition plan was voted on and signed by the United Nations. It brought about the united opportunity for a state of Israel.
It did, Jimmy, but it also began a war. In fact, it was 70 years ago today, the day after the UN vote, that various Arab countries declared that they would go to war against the nascent Jewish state, not yet declared, but the intention of it being declared. And, of course, they immediately did that. Iraq sent forces, Syria, Egypt, other countries, Jordan, and we had a war. And Jimmy, of course, Britain was very much involved, as you say, because they were the governing power there after World War One, after the Turks were defeated. That was 100 years ago this month. We had a Britain given the mandate to oversee the setting up of a Jewish state in the land, and also, of course, a mandate to set up some Arab states, as France also got north of Israel and other places. And the Brits, by the mid-1930s, were just so tired of the whole situation. The Arabs were not happy about a Jewish state and were all the time fighting against it. It didn't just begin, you know, with the declaration. It continued. It had been going on for years before that, not a formal war, but there had been terror attacks and all sorts of attacks on British forces. And then, of course, the Jewish side was not so thrilled with some of the British actions, particularly the more right-wing, Menachem Begin in particular, and the Irgun. They were fighting actively against the British, blowing up a wing of the King David Hotel. So the Brits just threw up their hands finally and said, we're sick of this. We're no longer going to implement this mandate. We're giving this whole problem back to the United Nations. And then the United Nations did vote 33-13 to partition the land into a Jewish state, and that was a tremendous victory for the Jews. But of course, as I just stated, that didn't mean the state just appeared the next day or the next week or the next month. They had to fight for it, and we had 6 months of very intense fighting before Israel was declared, and then of course another year and a half of fighting with some ceasefires in between after that. So warfare is nothing new there, but Britain's role was very keen and crucial, and because of that, they're historically very interested in what's going on in Israel today. And France also, France overseeing the setting up of Lebanon and Syria, both of them participating in Iraq. So, and Transjordan, Britain had a role in setting that up. So their historical ties are much greater than the United States. And Jimmy, I have to say this, as a journalist, you get a lot better news from Britain and from the EU countries than you do from the states about what's going on in the Middle East. They still have much deeper contacts, it seems, or at the very least, they seem to know how to report what's going on behind the scenes better than the U.S. media does.
I know that at the time of the partition plan, 70 years ago yesterday, when that was voted on and signed at the United Nations, a victory for the Jewish people, the Jews accepted the partition plan, which actually meant that a piece of real estate would be divided up between the Jews and the Palestinians, as you just reported to us the next day, which would have been 70 years ago today. Palestinians showed their rejection by trying to destroy the Jewish state. And since then, there's been a major conflict, has there not?
Well, and Jimmy, again, it wasn't just the Palestinians. The Palestinians were the most vocal in their opposition, but they immediately got pledges of armed forces to support them from five Arab countries. So the war really began 70 years ago today, and it's always been The excuse has always been the Palestinians, but it's always been outside Arab armies and forces that, you know, were the main player in this. And if you were an Israeli, if you were a Jew, they weren't even called Israelis yet, on November 30th, 1947, and you heard this news and you were celebrating, and then you heard that all these Arab countries were going to attack you. Well, they were stating right out, we're going to wipe you out. We're not going to allow a Jewish state. We're going to drive you into the sea. They also make calls, as you well know, Jimmy, but a lot of people on earth don't understand. They make calls for the local Arabs to begin leaving their towns and villages in the Holy Land because these armies were going to be marching in, which they did, and would be fighting against these Jewish forces. So you better get out, is what they were saying, and many did.
And they did, but the conflict has continued. Well, the conflict is not over yet. In fact, somebody said the War of Independence for Israel has never concluded, never come to an end.